In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, welcome to the Sunder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. Welcome to the year 2021 on January 6th. I am 35 years old today.
By the way, two things. Happy birthday, and the first rule about 2021 is we don't talk about 2020.
But we can talk about news stories that happened in 2020. That seems to be fair.
That's fair enough.
Okay. What about a Canadian speeder going near 200 miles per hour?
You know, when you first pulled up this, I thought just assume this would have happened in fucking Florida.
I know, right? The Canada people are too nice for this crap. The only thing I could figure is Babe must have been home alone.
I don't know, but apparently you've got an audio video.
It's like, fuck, come fuck me, hell yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
A Canadian teen was pulled over for driving 191 miles per hour.
18 years old, people.
An 18-year-old was driving his father's Mercedes with a 19-year-old passenger. And Ontario.
With a 19-year-old passenger, so he already had Bay in there. Why was he in such a fucking hurry?
I mean, he had to find a bed to fuck her in because he doesn't know how to fuck her in the back seat, I guess.
Police sergeant said the teen was caught going.
Dude, that'd be, like, intense. You get your friend to drive the car while you and the girl are banging in the back going 200 miles per hour.
Yeah, I'd rather be laying in the bed doing that.
They're falling. She smashes her head against the windshield.
Oh, my God.
Like, how was it for you, baby? Baby?
I think she's got a concussion.
About a football field per second.
Damn.
The speed limit on that highway is 62 miles per hour. The teen was charged with dangerous driving and stunt driving. Those charges can lead to a $10,000 fine, jail time, and a loss of license for up to 2 years. Ontario's Highway Safety Division reports at least 150 people have been charged with similar offenses since May 1st.
This is a common thing.
Apparently this happened May 11th in 2020.
Jesus Christ. It's like, they must do a lot of drag racing down there, but to hit your car up at 200 miles per hour. It didn't really say that if we were going down a straight path, but
I gotta ask, what kind of car was it to be able to reach the speed of 191 miles an hour?
A really good car. And the thing is, the father's car.
What kind of jobs he have to buy that kind of car?
He's got a Mercedes. No, he shows up to work every day in his Gran Turismo.
I believe it. He's got a Lamborghini or like, some Ferrari or something.
It shoots flames out the back.
All I know is if my son ever did that, I'd just old-fashioned whoop his ass. I'm just going to say it.
It's like, you lost your license for 2 years, now you're about to lose your ability to sit for a little bit.
You ain't going to be able to sit for the next 2 years either.
We'll get you a donut. Remember those donuts?
Yeah, for when you break your tailbone or something.
Yeah, that would suck. I'm just thinking for some reason.
Yeah, we were talking and then you had just an awkward silent moment. What the hell?
How do you use the toilet if you have a broken tailbone? I never experienced this thing.
I guess you sit down very carefully.
It's like, man, I have to...
It's either that or kind of like how girls go pee at a public restroom. They kind of hover.
Oh, my God. There was this video.
Oh, God.
There's this video. It's a stupid TikTok video, and I'm almost 100% certain it's not real. But the dude fucking hops into a stall, and he pulled everything down and stuff like that. And then he does a freaking handstand in the stall. That's all I see is just his hands hanging over all of a sudden here. And it just dirt shoots over the
stall. Oh, no!
And it lands in the urinal.
Oh. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wow. First of all, how do you edit this thing if it's fake, number one? Do you have just like a fake turd in your hand?
No, they just... do you ever remember that one episode of South Park where they sent you the Mr. Hanky kit? They give you the little turd collector net. Yeah, that's pretty much all they did. They just fished one out of the toilet themselves. Oh, he's going to pull up the video instead of doing the next topic. What the heck? Is that it? Now, what happens if you got diarrhea at this point?
It's Jason Bourne. How do you even get it to go? I mean, he had to have had somebody like behind there with a fake turd or something in there and over, but it looked gross enough to be real. That's the bad part about it. Oh no.
Oh.
That's why the dude was driving 200 miles an hour. He really had to take a shit.
Yeah, at that point, you just pull over and shit on the highway.
He's in handcuffs, like, what are you doing?
I got shit.
I got poo. That's why I was driving 200 miles an hour. Like, you shouldn't be speeding. Oh, no. They pick him up. There's a big grease stain on the road. That's so nasty.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why that just made me think of that. If you got a broken tailbone, you have to use the donut. That explains the hole in the donut.
Yeah. You got to get a big one, though, to do that. Otherwise, it's just going to fall in the toilet.
You're aiming for the hole. Like, you miss. Uh-oh. I have to wash my donut.
Damn it.
Turns out to be one of those neck collars. Look at this thing. Like, they're like a pillow.
Oh, yeah, I know the thing you're talking about. It's like a half pillow that just wraps around your neck.
Yeah. That's what I want. I want a toilet seat that's like a gaming chair. It's the nice recline. Maybe like a foot prop.
I mean, you're asking for too much, Matt. Just sit on the shitter, take a dump, wipe your ass, and call it a day.
You're sitting there playing video games on the shitter just like this. It's just like...
Let me guess, you're wanting the one that just washes your asshole for you, huh?
You've been in the bathroom for 2 hours. I'm playing God of War, honey.
You said you were taking a shit.
I am. Cool thing about this chair is it's actually gone. Yeah.
You pimping now, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You pimping.
I mean, I love this thing.
So are we going to get to the next topic?
It's going to fall apart soon, eventually. It's old. It's like ripping apart. I mean, it's still a good chair, though. What?
I asked you a question, and you just did not acknowledge it.
Look, man.
I know yesterday was your birthday, but shit. I said happy birthday to you.
Well, damn it. Fuck you. This poor guy, man. He's going to wind up in... Did they say he got jail time?
He did.
Damn.
Also a $10,000 fine, it said.
It's going to be hell for him. Especially if he didn't get the shit and stuff. He's going to have to shit in the prison cell. Bubba walks over. Gives a knuckle crack.
How you doing, baby?
It's like, honey, you about to become the mayor of hell.
I'm feeling romantical. So that's how you were tying it in.
You could spend the night as the mayor of hell just in time for Halloween. Obviously, this is last year, but I'm sure they probably do this around the time every time for Halloween.
This article came out September 30th of 2020 last year.
Yeah, so it's probably a yearly thing. Most people spend their lives trying to stay out of hell. But the Airbnb is offering a chance for ghouls and goblins to become the mayor of Hell, Michigan.
There's a place in Michigan called Hell?
Yeah. Maybe Ray should go to Hell, Michigan. That'd be cool. There's a literal website. Hell is open during the winter. More people tell you to go to any town than anywhere on Earth. Current temperature in Hell, Michigan is 34 degrees.
I mean,
it's pretty cold in Hell.
Yeah. So, what's in Hell, Michigan?
Come and visit us next time. I'm going to tell you to go to Hell. You can tell them you've already been there. And Hell was a good time. Makes sense. So, what do you do in Hell?
That's what I asked you. You're on their website.
Screams, souvenirs from Hell. You can buy nice souvenirs in Hell. You can get married in Hell.
You can get cremated in Hell.
Yeah. How does that work?
Hellhole Diner.
I want to go to the Hellhole Diner. Apparently, Hell has a diner that has delicious pizza, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, salads, and more. Plus, their fresh pasties?
Yes. Yeah,
pasties are to die for. What, like the little thing that you put on the girl's nipples?
No, Matt. Those are pasties, but pasties are a type of...
You eat it off the girl's nipples.
It's a type of pastry, dummy.
Do you still eat it off the girl's nipples?
You can if you got problems.
I mean, you're in Hell. I'm going to enjoy myself, God.
We got a mini putt-putt golf course.
I mean, we got a Hell saloon. You could buy a piece of Hell. Become an official property owner of Hell, Michigan. Yes, you could buy your own 1 square inch of Hell. Make our elite group that owns it. I want to own a piece of Hell. How much does Hell cost?
I don't know. I'm sure they got a shop site.
Locks of Love's Bridges. Become the mayor of Hell. The elections are held when Hell freezes over. Which is probably around this time, ain't it?
You can do bus tours.
The Damnation University. You can go to school in Hell.
There's a post office.
I want to go kayaking in Hell.
Just send this to Ray. And tell
what are you waiting for? Go to Hell. That's a great sign. Hell is a little town on its way up. We hope you make it to Hell and the next destination. We're surrounded by 400 acres of beautiful campground, biking, hiking trails, a chain of lakes and channels. There's a lot of channels in Hell.
There's also a lot of lakes in Michigan.
You can go to picnic in Hell. You can beautiful picnic rib and your little... Bring all your children to Hell.
This kind of reminds me of that one episode of Jackass where Johnny Knoxville, there's an actual town, I think it's in Pennsylvania, called Myanus. You remember that?
Oh, yes.
Johnny Knoxville's doing all the things, and he's saying, oh, look at all this stuff in Myanus.
So to be a mayor in Hell for an hour, it costs you anywhere from $25 to $32. It's not too bad.
I mean, can you make rules and do shit, like, as a mayor?
I doubt it.
That sucks.
To own a square inch of Hell is just $10. Dude, we're going to totally buy a thing from Hell.
I'm not.
I want to own a square inch of Hell, damn it. I want to hang it right up there.
It's just a piece of paper, though.
So? It's official. Non-warranty deed for the owner of a piece of Hell. Just to literally say you can own a piece of Hell.
Just buy it.
I don't have $10 right now. My stimulus check didn't come in. back to this thing. The mayor of Hell, self-proclaimed mayor of Hell, John Colone, he's a mobster. That would make sense, a mobster in Hell.
I mean, he could be related to the Colone's wrestling family in Puerto Rico. Carlito.
Takes a bite of an apple and spits it in your face.
Yeah, Carlito's the son of Carlos Colone.
That's the way you get into Hell. That's spit in the face of people who are stupid. He's offering the title of his spooky lair in October, just in time for Halloween. The title is purely ceremonial, as Hell is an unincorporated community. It is technically part of the Putnam Township in Livingston. How is Hell in Livingston?
Well, apparently it's geographically located. I almost said geological. In Michigan. Well,
I am the biggest Halloween fan in the world and the underworld. So this guy's basically the devil.
What the fuck?
And our guest soon to be mayor, I trust that you'll find that there's no place more welcoming than Hell on Earth. We can't wait to show you a hell of a good time.
Haluva.
Lucky guests may find that the mayor's lair...
Dude!
I'd live there.
That looks like my backyard.
Hey, we can all picnic around the hellfires and... The frightful stay is listed for Halloween-themed price for just $31 a night. Damn, that's cheap.
So about $32, $35 because it says plus taxes and fees.
We need to do this. Let's go to hell.
I guess I got to build up PTO to go to hell.
I want you to go into work.
Oh, yeah, I can see it now. Look at my manager. Hey, Phil, I need some time off in October.
Why? What are you doing?
I'm not. I'm going to, on my anniversary trip, and I'm going to hell, Michigan. Wait,
no
what?
Mission, no mission, Michigan. Just like I'm going to hell. What? Yeah, we're gonna go.
About the third time, I'll be like, I'm going to hell, Michigan. Actually, I'm sorry. One of the drivers at the FedEx I work at is from Michigan. When I see him tomorrow, I'm going to ask him about Hell, Michigan.
There you go.
There we go. We'll have this solved on the next podcast.
Like I said, dude, people, buy that Raise Energy drink. You can save yourself 50% off of sports.com by using coupon code GORYBOYSPRO. Pay our way to hell.
I don't know how I feel about that all of a sudden.
You people can pay our way to hell. We'll make a video on it.
I mean, okay.
And they get an energy drink. It's a win-win.
How long are we going to be in hell?
I don't know. People have always told us to go to hell. This is our way to do it.
They tell you to go to hell.
Sometimes. More Ray than it.
There was that time when we went to Asheville for Halloween one year, and I was dressed up in the Dark Days costume. I went into a candy factory, or a candy shop, that all the candies made in the shop, and there was these two German girls in there, and they saw me, and they just flashed me, and I'm like, I'm blushing under the mask, you know.
I don't have any beats for you.
And then it's like, you, your wife, and Ray come walking up, and you see me pull the mask off, and under the black paint, you see my face red, and you're like, what's up? And I'm like, those German bitches just flashed me. And you're like, you called bullshit on me, but no, I got flashed. It was awesome.
They thought you were somebody famous?
I don't know.
You take off the mask like, oh. Shit, sorry.
True story.
We thought you were a big Van Vader. Do I look like fucking Vader? a little bit. He did the mask.
That's version one. This is Vader. True story.
No, no. You crack your knuckles. It's Vader time. Oh, no.
Yeah, I think we're going to send this to Ray for one of his little out-of-state adventures. Yeah. He can go to hell. Literally.
Well, the underworld isn't known for the safest place in the afterlife. The press release states Cologne's top priority will be visitors safely admitted the coronavirus pandemic. You're going to hell during the coronavirus.
I mean, what would the coronavirus matter in hell?
This is true. Only Michigan residents are permitted to book a stay at the lair and visit and stay. Okay, so you can't go there right now because of all this, but once it reopens back up, it'll be exciting. Devilish locations usually open by October 14th. Damn,
that's a nice room.
Damn, I want to go to hell now.
I like that bed.
I like that cabinet.
You can have the cabin. I want the bed.
He's just rolling around in it. Yeah! This isn't your room. Oh, my bad.
I'm keeping it.
Future mayors will have plenty to see in the tiny community of Hell, located in the southeast Michigan, about 20 miles northwest of Ann Arbor.
Hold up. Can we, how long has Hell, Michigan been around?
Probably been a while. You can go to the Hellhole Diner for some homemade eats. Hell Saloon, we've already done that. Hell Creek River. Yeah. I want to go to this place.
I feel like Matt's going to save this page.
Yeah. Where's Ann Arbor at? I'm just curious.
Wow, that's pretty.
That's 20 miles from hell.
That kind of looks like Asheville.
We'd have to be careful of going to hell right now because of the fact that everything's burning in Michigan, especially in Portland.
Wait, what?
Yeah, so...
Is this because of some of the 2020 bullshit?
Yeah, part of the 2020 bullshit. So they basically, I'm guessing that somebody assumed that Portland, Michigan was hell, Michigan, and got the two places mixed up and tried to set the whole place on fire.
Oh,
I don't know the full extent details. It's just a stupid bunch of bullshit. But, yeah, Ann Arbor, it's a lovely place. From what I can see.
Yeah, I'm going to break my wife's head today when I tell her that I found out that there's a hell in Michigan.
I want to go to hell. Can we see a picture of Hell, Michigan?
Ah, no.
The area code is 734. Yeah, the township is Putnam. Let's see if I can get some more details here.
Hell, Michigan for Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm. What is the zip code for Hell is 48169.
Let's see what he did there.
I'm trying to see the population of Hell, but it doesn't tell me. Amazingly enough, you'd think the population of Hell would be a little bit bigger.
Oh, crap.
He died in 1877, arts and cultures. In the early 1930s, W.C. Miller began to receive requests from stamps and postmark collectors for cancellations. Hell had no post office. Instead of being served by... So you couldn't mail anything to Hell.
Why would you want to mail something to Hell?
Did you receive a letter from Hell? That'd be cool. But it has a zip code.
Do you think Hell has a fire department?
A small one. It's just one man just like, let it fucking burn.
It's an old man on a damn rocking chair next to a water hose.
It's Chris Pontius from Action Point. Let God sort him out.
Oh, no. That was a great movie.
Oh, speaking of Hell, I guess we got to go to the other happiest place on Earth. You know it's coming.
I know it's coming. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch sold to billionaire for $22
billion. Or $2
million. $22 million, December 24th of 2020.
That motherfucker got a deal on that, didn't he?
Do you know how much money Michael Jackson spent over his life having that place built?
$22 million. A billionaire, by the way. A billionaire just went, here you go.
Was it Trump?
Why would Trump want that?
I don't know. He's the only billionaire I know of.
I guess more or less see Joe Biden wanting it.
Oh, no. Yes.
And all the Bidenators come flooding in.
I'm sorry.
Did you just make a pedo joke? Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I could see Joe Biden. Oh, creepy, sniffy Joe Biden. Buying the Neverland Ranch.
No.
And then that one video of him. I like it when kids sit on my lap, plays over and over in there.
Oh, no.
I hate Joe Biden.
Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch in California has found a new owner, billionaire businessman Ron Burkle. Let's have a look at Ron Burkle.
He's probably Ron Jeremy's relative somehow.
Here's a picture of Ron Clinton.
You're not helping yourself, guy.
It's true.
His son died at the age of 26. That sucks.
Yeah. Wait a minute, son of billionaire Ron Burkle died at age 26.
Yeah, that's what I just said, Matt.
I didn't understand it.
Dumbass.
Look at his girl, though.
There's no way he's fucking her.
Baby, will you fuck me?
Fine.
If you ever bought Neverland Ranch, I might. I'm on that. Oh, fucking Michael Jackson's bed. Let's do it. And she gets there like, huh, okay.
Okay, so...
That's so dirty.
How did... She's really tall, or he's really just... He's got a chubby-ass face.
Are these all the girls he's fucked? Oh, Jesus, look at the face on that one. Why it makes perfect sense that billionaire Ron Burkle will buy the Enquirer. He bought the Enquirer, too. There's him with a different lady. Here's him with freaking Obama.
Mm. Barack Obama.
Mm. Here's him with two girls. He's got some bug eyes going on there. Here's him with Clinton.
Again.
I don't know what that is. It's a Zoom call. Man, he hangs out with all the famous people, don't he?
Okay, so... Excuse me. What possessed him to buy the Neverland Ranch?
Let's see. Burkle's views the 7,200 acre property of Los Olivos.
2,700 acres.
The Los Angeles Journal reported the property sold for $22 million. Like I said, that's a good deal. The asking price was originally $100 million in 2016 and dropped to $67 million in a year. Okay. If he would have waited, he probably would have got it for a major, major steal. But, I mean, $22 million for that entire freaking property? That property?
I will admit, the Neverland Ranch is a beautiful house. I don't know how I'd feel about actually going there.
The history behind it is...
very sketchy.
Very sus, but, I mean, the house itself... Just make sure to wash the sheets.
Dude, yeah, not to mention, I found a YouTube video of the maid who worked there when Michael Jackson was alive.
Yeah, she said she heard it going...
But yeah, he did that a lot. That was kind of his signature sound.
It's like every time I walk down the halls, I still hear him. Don't touch little Michael. What? Other features of the ranch are a Disney-like train station, a firehouse, a barn. What is this motherfucker going to do with this stuff? He's probably going to tear it all down.
He's going to tear it down, build condos. I don't know. I don't know. That seems like
the air and,
He spent $22 million. He's going to do something with it. I think it's going to be a vacation house. Neverland.
It sounds like this is just going to be music, so let me see if I can turn the volume down.
You don't know.
So we're looking at the property of Neverland Ranch and all this dude bought. This is Sycamore Valley Ranch, a.k.a. Neverland Ranch. That's a lot of property.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. That is beautiful. All these scenery shots of the property. Oh, look at the deer.
This dude, this motherfucker bought this for $22 million.
Yeah, Matt, he did. Let that sink in some more.
That's, like, unjust. They should have went to somebody that's going to appreciate it.
I'm going to have to agree with you there. I feel like something bad's going to happen to the Neverland Ranch course. At the same time, look at all the sketchy history when Michael Jackson was alive.
Now, to be fair, this guy could open it up for, like, tours and stuff.
I mean, I could see that, too.
He can make his profit back real quick.
I mean, like... $30 a person, you're going to make your money back as soon as all this COVID shit
You make your money back day one, almost instantaneously.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to take a tour of this. You got cherry blossom trees.
I always wanted one of those trees in my yard. You know how hard it is to find one of those fucking trees in North Carolina? They're not just at Lowe's.
This is ridiculously huge.
Nah, the pond is pretty. He's going to tear it down, make a golf resort out of it.
He's going to put a Walmart there.
Oh, wait, no. No. The biggest Dollar General ever.
Jesus.
It'll be about the size of a Walmart.
I'm going to put two Dollar Generals next to each other.
See, to me, the house is just gorgeous.
There's a freaking grill outside.
Yeah.
A bar and grill.
It's an outside bar and grill. And that is my dream to have in my backyard. I could care less about the pool, but the pool is pretty because it has that natural rock.
What we do is we get $23 million and we go buy it back from this guy.
Okay.
So go buy Raise Energy and start promoting. Go to Spreadshirt.com and buy our merch. We get a decent amount of pay for that.
What merch?
All of our merch.
I'm sorry.
There'll be a new X-Factor and Dark Days shirt coming up. It's got like the happy face, sad face, theatrical. I just got to finish designing it.
Nice.
That'll be up on the store within the month.
Again, I love that stonework around the door. That's just gorgeous.
And we're getting an inside view. He has his own movie theater in there? Well,
yeah.
Of course he does.
It's a 50-person movie theater, Matt. Did you not read it? Probably not.
We're going to watch Moonwalker, kids. We always watch Moonwalker in here. It's the only movie I own, kids. It was one of those cheap. It's a huge theater with a cheap ass projector. Imagine $22 million.
And the thing, Michael Jackson used to climb those trees like a 5-year-old. That's a llama.
It's a real llama.
It's a fat ass llama. What's with the barn?
Oh no, I am so pissed off right now. Honestly.
I didn't realize this was going to trigger you.
I don't know why it is. I feel like he should have paid way more for this. I can't.
I can see now why the price was originally $100 million.
I can't even get a fucking house for at least a reasonable price. This guy bought this damn ass entire thing.
Well, for the record, this guy makes more money than us put together. Twice.
What does he do? What does he do?
I don't know.
What's his job?
He cheated the system to become a millionaire, maybe. I don't know.
Did he get a small one of $1 million? Like Trump?
Now that's a nice bedroom.
This looks like swords, I guess?
No, it's a clock, dummy.
Oh. That's the clock.
Yeah, it's the same time as the clock on the tower.
I heard rumors that Michael Jackson was supposed to play Peter Pan in a live-action film.
He was. It was the one that with Robin Williams, and Michael Jackson was either got turned down or turned it down one, and somehow it got to Robin Williams.
All right, this is what the guy is. Ronald Burkle, born November 12, 1952, an American billionaire businessman. He co-founded and managing partner of UKIPA companies and private installments to specialize in distribution, food, retail, customer. Sounds like he owns all of food chains. You're right, he is putting a damn Dollar General there.
I just guessed.
No, he is owns the grocery chains A&P and Whole Foods. Okay. So basically, he's like a partnership with Amazon, it sounds like, maybe?
Of course, everybody's a partner with Amazon in 2021.
The UKIPA Company is an American private equity firm founded in 1986 by Ronald Burke. Part of the focus on middle market companies, growth, capitalism. Capitalism, of course it is. History of separate buyouts. It went into lead consideration of West Coast and occurred during due to the partner rise in centers like Walmart, Tesco, da-da-da-da-da. So, here's the food chains that he owns, I guess. GameSpy. He owns an investment in GameSpy. Acquires the stake of Barnes & Noble. Yep, Amazon, there it is.
Oh, boy. My wife's going to like that because Barnes & Noble's one of her favorite go-to stores.
He has a... In 2012, he has a stake in Barney's New York, Inc. Isn't that based on the dinosaur? Oh, no, never mind. That would explain why he bought Neverland Ranch. He goes up to kids, "Hey, boys and girls, I love you. You love me. Come on up and we'll see Mikey."
That's where we're going to shoot him in the knee with a shotgun that's full of rock salt.
Here we go, all freaking, what's that movie? God dang, what is that movie? My brain's gone dead.
I've noticed.
It's not Gangs of New York. What is that movie?
Is it a mafia movie or a mobster movie?
It's like, it's got Cuba Gooding Jr. in it. And they take him to the back alley and someone in it beat the dude with baseball bats, kick him in the face and stuff.
Radio?
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.